This is Dr. Olivero dictating for the 7th of November of the year 2023. The first patient is Barbara Thayer. The last name is T-H-A-Y-E-R. Barbara, this is the clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Mina Bhatt. Mina, M-I-N-A, Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T. Who referred the patient because there was a substantial decrease in the estimated GFR from 2022 to 2023. In 2022, the patient had an estimated GFR above 70 mL per minute, and in 2023, estimated GFR is 58 mL per minute. The patient has a history of mild arterial hypertension, very mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, has hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, hypothyroidism. There is the possibility of some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to these entities and the aging process period. Unfortunately, I don't have a ultrasound of the kidneys, we don't have a urinalysis in order to assess the activity of the urinary sediment, and we don't have any quantification of the proteinuria that has to be done. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup in order to clarify the condition. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. She takes on occasion for the systolics of more than 140, 2.5 milligrams of amlodipine. Today's blood pressure is 150 over 75. She claims that the numbers are better at home. Following number, the patient has some hyperlipidemia that is controlled with the administration of Crestor. Following number, the patient has a coronary artery disease, a status post-coronary artery bypass. Coronary artery disease, she doesn't have a bypass. Coronary artery disease, a status post-stent. One stent, the patient is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is well compensated, following number, overweight. The BMI is the 31. The patient was given instructions in following a plant-based diet, they avoid the industrial production of food, gave the opportunity to use the Weight Watchers system that is a tool that we can use in order to change the behavior in terms of food. We are going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup, and we are going to make the changes after we get the lab results and make the final recommendations. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Paragraph, I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient face-to-face, and the documentation 7 minutes.